Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
We're also doing some cross-border things that will make it a lot easier for trade and a lot better and a lot faster for trade. We have, through technology, we have some really great ideas, and they'll be implemented fairly quickly.
That there is Donald Trump, president of these here United States today. Martin Trudeau was here. He is the leader of Canada and also the commissioner of the National Hockey League. Nah, I'm kidding you. Visiting, talking about trade, talking about all kinds of things that you do when you have a leader here. Trade's very important. What keeps people in middle America happy, especially those people that got you the presidency? Making sure that there's a flow of opportunity for jobs. Currently, about 9+ million jobs in these here United States are 100% contributable to Canada. Maybe even a little bit more than that. I mean, it's because of Canada that those jobs are here. A lot of it's in the automobile industry, but you get where I'm going with this, right? You're picking up what I am putting down. So trade's very important. He is keeping that as the big theme. Now, a lot of other stuff's happening. Right now, I mean, we're getting so many conflicting reports about General Flynn. If you don't know who he is, National Security Advisor, here was a guy who very close ties with people in Russia. Apparently, before he was the dude, Lieutenant General Flynn, he, knowing he was going to have the gig, still a civilian, spoke to somebody within the Russian hierarchy, somebody he was friends with. And during that time, he said, look, there's going to be a new sheriff in town soon, apparently. And, well, you know, don't worry about it. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge about all of these sanctions, because you never know what may happen in the future, which is a no-no. That really wasn't the big thing that got him popped. The big thing that got him popped is you don't lie. Let me tell you something about the government. You don't lie. People say, look at what happened to, what's her name? Who was the lady that does all the crafts? You know,
Martha Stewart?
Martha Stewart. She didn't go to jail because there was insider trading. She went to jail because she lied. That's why. You don't lie to the feds. Well, he didn't lie to the feds. He lied to who? The vice president of the United States. Still the government. And now Trump's caught in a catch-22. He's very loyal. But there are also people inside of there, Bannon being one of them. He doesn't like the fact that Flynn is always uber close to him because Bannon wants his ear too. And while Bannon and Flynn are always together, again, two people that you really shouldn't care too much about in a lot of ways, this is where the infighting is coming. And this is what happens. It happens all the time. You ever started a new business? Let me tell you how the new business starts. Before the doors open, everybody's having a good time. People are getting themselves ready. Everybody starts to get closer and closer, and they're jockeying for positions within the company. And then what ends up happening is, after a couple months, some of those people that were there and had bright, shiny faces slowly but surely disappear, and they leave their positions, and new people replace them, and they get their sea legs underneath. That's happening somewhat. But the other thing that's happening is he neutered the vice president. Because he lied to the vice president. Flynn lied to the president, vice president, and that makes the vice president look like he was neutered. It lessens his importance, and he can't do that. He can't do that. But that's what happened. He lied to the vice president. He can apologize, but even people that Trump trusts is saying you're going to have to do something. And again, trust is a big thing with him, and loyalty is a big thing with him. He trusts that Flynn won't lie to him, but the fact that you've done this, the optics are you have now made the vice president essentially nothing. You've put him well down on the pecking order. You're saying, I like this guy more than I like you. I'll listen to Flynn before I listen to you. And that's not a way you run a White House. That's not. I'm not saying Flynn's a bad guy. I'm not saying he is or isn't going to survive this because I don't think anybody really knows. One minute, he's going to get a vote of confidence. Over the weekend, he got none of that stuff. And that looks like he was in trouble. Then president looks like he's, you know, I'm behind Flynn. And all of a sudden now it's we're reevaluating the situation. Some of that might be who can come in and replace him. Can we get somebody quick? Can we get somebody that maybe, you know, should we look for somebody who's got experience? Could we get a Condoleezza Rice to come in here? I wouldn't if I was her, but could we? Could we get her to come in there temporarily for 6 months or a year? Because her voice and all of these things that are happening here, she can lend her voice to how things are running. And, you know, on top of that, maybe add some stability that would make some people go, okay, you know what? You got somebody here that we can trust. We know her. We understand her. Could you get somebody like that? It's possible. But Flynn jacked the pooch. He did, and he lied, and you can't do that. You cannot do that. Again, you can lie to the press. You can lie to the public. But when you lie to somebody inside of your own cabinet over something as silly as this, yes, it was stupid. Yes, he shouldn't have done it. Yes, it was wrong. But the optics of lying to the vice president and then walking away with really nothing make the vice president, it negates anything with him. You just now, I don't have to listen to you. You've usurped some of that power. And yes, we joke about it. I mean, let's be real. Vice president, you're the guy that goes and you break the tie like you did last week with Betsy DeVos. You go on all the Sunday shows, right? You do those things. You're kind of a mouthpiece somewhat for the president. You open up supermarkets with those big giant scissors. You do those kind of things. But you're also supposed to be adding some stuff to it, throwing some advice out there. And you, having run the, you know, Indiana, having been a governor, having understand how politics works, you should be adding a little bit more. But you're being asked out, and now you're being somewhat disrespected. President Trump's always having, you know, he's having to deal with his first potential issue internationally with Kim Jong-un. The Unster fired a ballistic missile. Is that what he fired? I don't even know what it was. Was it ICMB, BABCDFG, KLMNOP, QS? He fired one of those. Fired something he shouldn't have. I think they're a couple years away, they say, from ballistic missiles. But IMCB, is that what it is? I'm not even. I'm so confused by all of these things. ICBM, there you go. You know. Wasn't that in the movie Scrooge, isn't that what that was? Wasn't that the name of the TV station? ICBM? I think so. So he fired it off. It looks like it's a warning shot. This is where you look at China and go, you want that one China rule, which means, you know, one kid, one nation under China, meaning all these other nations that we think are ours are actually China, and you should refer to them as China and nothing else. Everything's one with China. Well, guess what? This guy here, this little SOB, he's yours. If you're going to do that, then honor that. Put a leash on that dog before he gets bit. Put a leash on it, or we're going to start shooting some of that crap down. What do you think of that? How do you think of them apples? You like apples? What do you think of them apples? But this is his first dealing with something like this, and I want to see how he handles it. I want to see what advice he's going to take. I want to see who he's going to listen to him and how he's going to listen to him. Yes, the buck stops with you. You're the president, but you've hired these people for a reason. Let's see how they handle the situation and what advice you take from them. This is what they're paid for. They understand it. But this is kind of his first mini crisis, and we're only, what, 20-some days into this thing right now? And we'll see. We'll see, because he's, you know, I read an article today. It was in Reason Magazine. How close they are to getting, you know, we're looking at within 5 years, maybe them having 50-plus nuclear weapons. Within a couple of years, having the capability of maybe launching from a sub, which changes the game altogether. And obviously, the exporting of the knowledge and or maybe the materials and or maybe one or two of these with the capability of landing in a country like ours or somewhere else, that's not good. So China, you better put a dog on your leash. And if you want this one China rule where all the things that you think are yours is your one China, everybody can have one kid China, it's one, 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 everything's one with you. If you want it, put a leash on that dog. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. We do What's Next? Next, we talk about things that are next in certain situations, and California is what's next, and their kookiness, and the fact that they would like to secede and become their own country. Sounds like fun, sounds interesting, but when you really think about it, the logistics are insane. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is going to be easy. Let's see. What's next?
I know you're not going to like what I have to say next, but facts are facts.
What's next?
What's next?
What's next?
We're going to get to what's next next, which will be California and its kookiness. We were talking about General Flynn and the trouble he potentially could be in and the fact that he lied to Vice President Pence, 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Brian and Indy, what's happening, man?
Hey, Chad. Hey, what's the old adage? Never miss an opportunity in a crisis.
That's right. Never.
This General Flynn. General Flynn has to go. Here's why. Trump needs to have a news conference tomorrow saying, listen, this man lied to my vice president. Okay? Unacceptable. We are going to be transparent. You cannot lie. We are going to, if you can't do the job and be honest, then you're out. And he needs to say, listen, I'm in charge, and if you can't do it, you're fired. You know, so, you know, Mike Pence is probably one of the most upstanding guys that fought in Washington, D.C. You know, and so Trump needs to take the opportunity now to turn this crisis around, a mini crisis, and say, listen, if you lie, you're fired. You know, you can't, you're going to go. And it's just plain and simple. That's just my take on it.
Absolutely, my man. I appreciate your call. And I kind of like where you're going with that. I do. You know, you're saying, which I think should happen. Trump, this is one of those things. Every once in a great while, as a leader, you have to thin the herd. Now, the way that Stalin and many other people thin the herd was not really good. But our leaders can do it the right way, which is saying, look, somebody did something here. And what they did within the administration was not right. And we want, you know, we had to take care of it. We wish Flynn all the best. We thank him for his service, and we move on. Not that people shouldn't get second chances, because I think people should. But when you're a leader, every once in a while, you have to show that you have that in you to be able to thin the herd if something goes wrong. It puts other people on notice, and you need that. And you need that. Plus, I think in this day and age where perception is reality, and while a lot of stuff that's happening out there is a bunch of noise, it's still good every once in a while to put people on notice. And that not only includes people within the administration, it includes the outer reaches of stuff that are working, the inner workings of the government, and it also includes the public at large. It does. What's next for California? California's crazy kooky. I mean, right now they're getting ready to, you know, Northern California, God only knows what's going to happen in Northern California. We got a dam. The Oroville Dam's getting ready to break. They're talking about breaking away from the country. It's got this weird political slant of, you know, super progressivism. But there are pockets inside of California that are very conservative. And the thought process is we're going to secede, right? Because we're Californian. We know better than everybody else. And we're going to secede. First of all, you're not. Secondly, last time some states decided they were going to secede, it led to about 700,000 American deaths. And it was not a good situation. But here's the real reason behind all of that while it's insane. Have you thought about the logistics? Let's say you get it, right? Everybody's excited. The progressives are excited. They're, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. We're going to be our own country. It's going to be great. Okay, sounds good. Congratulations. Do you have trade with certain countries? You think you do, but you have trade because you're going to need us for trade. You can say that you don't have to go to the United States of America, but you're going to need us for trade, big time. Secondly, very important, who's going to protect you? Because you no longer have the might of the United States of America as your protect. Are you going to rent us? A lot of countries out there will they don't have their own standing armies, and we protect their ass. But I have a feeling that this wouldn't be one of those times. They're not going to be the time. Oh, here's another thing, right? This is something to think about, too. What about those pockets of conservatives, and there's quite a few, who are angry with leaving the United States because they're worried about all of the things that you're going to impose upon them in your progressive utopia? Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that. Oh, and here's something else. This is something. Governor Brown, you bitched, whined, and moaned about the fact that federal dollars may not be coming because of sanctuary cities. Well, now you're not going to get any of those federal dollars because you're no longer a part of the United States of America. And while you may be the sixth largest economy, understand that is because the trade dealings with the United States of America give you those opportunities. Those things are gone now. You're going to have to go negotiate your own stuff. So most favored status nation may go away. Oh, yeah, I never even thought about that. Oh, and yeah, you want to have open borders, so plenty of people are going to be pouring into your country, and there's already a crunch in a lot of the services here. Now you could probably double that crunch. Taxes are going to go through the roof, and we're going to have to build a border between California, Nevada, and everywhere else. That wall is going to have to start to move inland and across the way. So, hey, you didn't think about those things. And then, of course, who are you going to have as president or king or whatever it is that you guys are going to have? Emperor, czar, little things to think about. What's next for California? Bitching, whining, and moaning, but not actually leaving. And they're never going to let them leave either, because if they leave, then Texas is going to want to leave. And then we're just going to have a bunch of people that want to leave and they don't get the things they want in life. So guess what? Deal with it. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. And call us, of course, 844-DIG-CHAD. And you can go check out our podcast at ChadBensonShow.com, updated all the time. Grab your podcast, take it with you where you feel free to do so. ChadBensonShow.com or iTunes as well. This be the Chad Benson Show.
I hate the world today. You're so good to me. I know, but I can't change.
The Chad Benson Show.
Like maybe I'm an angel underneath. Innocent and sweet.
Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
That's right. Backbones. We keep on going. We keep on going. Never slowing down. We move beyond. We make our own way. We make our own
way. That song's called Vagabonds, Phil?
It's called Vagabonds.
That is Joy Villa, or Villa, depending on how you want to say it. I would say Villa.
Villa Alegre.
Ricky Villa, big soccer star in Europe. Villa. Depends on how you want to say it. She was the woman who yesterday at the Grammys had a dress on that says Make America Great Again. You know who she is. Her everywhere. And at the bottom of her, it was actually a really cool dress. At the bottom of it, and again, you were going into a hostile environment. But it's tough to be. Here's the thing. How are you tough to her? All right? This is one of those things. She's biracial. She is Choctaw Indian. She is, as they say, Afro-American. She is Italian. And she's got a dress on that says Make America Great in red, white, and blue with stars all over. And at the bottom of it, the skirt of the dress down there at the bottom, it says Trump in silver glitter. She got destroyed on social media. Absolutely destroyed. But the 25-year-old singer is ecstatic. She gained 11,000 new Twitter followers in an hour. Her EP, I Make the Static, jumped to the top of Amazon's best-selling albums chart this week and was number 16 on Apple's iTunes chart following the morning. Go big or go home, Via tweeted. You either stand up for what you believe or fall for what you don't. She goes, as a relatively unknown musician, Via didn't have much to lose with her publicity stunt, the attention-grabbing dress, and smart, edgy strategy because it could only win her more renown. I like it. Again, she took a chance in a very unpopular way in a place where her ideals and her beliefs, she says she's been a Trump supporter, she is a Trump supporter, she loves Trump. Boom. Bam, drop the gat or the microphone, depending on who it is. I'm very interesting. So, okay, we just found out that the Treasury nominee has now become the Treasury Secretary, right? Is it Mnuchin? Mnuchin. Steven Mnuchin is now the new Treasury Secretary, apparently. So another person has been through the confirmation. A lot of people were upset. He is a multimillionaire. He was at Goldman Sachs. He was part of the banking problems. A lot of Democrats seeing. They're upset because here's the guy who made a ton of money off people who were struggling. And he should not have had an opportunity to be this. But he said, look, he was One West was one of the banks he ran. He said he did all he could to try to extend more than 100,000 loans and modify some of those loans to borrowers. But did he make money? Absolutely. What are you supposed to tell people, right? People who are businessmen don't make money because it's going to hurt people's feelings. Shut up. It's enough. Enough of your stupid-ass thought process. You're a business person. You work in government. You don't understand. Did the banking industry have issues? Yes. Did the government push some stuff on the banking industry and the banking industry took advantage of it, ran hog wild, and caused a mess? Yes. Did people take out loans knowing full well they couldn't pay for stuff? Yes. Does everybody have skin in the game in some way, shape, or form? Absolutely. Absolutely. If you bought a $600,000 home with no stated income and a low payment for a couple of years and you make $40,000 a year and you know you couldn't make that payment in a couple of years and your house collapsed and that payment came due and oh my God, that's a you problem. You knew you couldn't afford that payment eventually. You gambled and you lost. You walk away. You walk away. I don't mind criticism. I get it all the time. And it means that I've struck a nerve with people. There's a difference between criticism and disdain, right? Like when people send me stuff that's horrible, like this guy last week or 2 weeks ago, he was just sending me the worst stuff from Sacramento, telling me how, you know, that I was a crackhead and I was an alcoholic and that, you know, just horrible. I mean, it was vile because I was talking about a company that was having some struggles after the Women's March because somebody made, quote unquote, a disparaging remark on his Facebook page. This guy that owns 12 Rounds Brewery in Sacramento, and he was getting beat up for it, and I was standing up for him, and this guy just took me to task of what a horrible human being I was, and I was a crackhead and a drunk, and my kids should be taken away from me and all this kind of stuff, and I was just laughing about that. That's vile. That has nothing to do with you dislike me because or what I'm saying or the policies that I'm supporting or the person I'm behind because you have a different belief. You're just being mean. Over the weekend, I got a text from somebody. And you know what? You text the show. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. By the way, somebody just texted and says, buying Via's album tonight to condone her courage. That's cool. Fantastic. So this guy texts me. Says that he's doing all he can to get me off one of the radio stations that I'm on. Because I'm a horrible human being and that I am essentially, I don't appreciate your commentary. We'll keep complaining until you're off my radio. What does a strong left-leaning talk show have being on a conservative talk radio station? It's ridiculous and needs to change. What do you mean who our president is doesn't affect our lives? What is it about the left? They ask one question like we can deal and more than one issue at a time. We can't. Our local government, our federal government affects us simultaneously. And get used to it. POTUS' Twitter account is here to stay. And I started laughing. Now, first of all, the same day, I got hate mail from somebody on the left saying that I'm a psychopath conservative talk show host. and then I'm full of hate. That means I'm doing something right. You didn't like something I said that was truthful. I don't care if you dislike me for a reason. Bring me what it is that I said if it's real. I'm not left-leaning. I tell everybody this. The minute the election is over, I'm behind our president no matter who he or she is. I will criticize when there needs to be criticism, and I will also praise when there needs to be praise. I have a lot of friends in this business, and I hear them, and I shake my head because they are so far sold for this president that no matter what he does, they will back him 1,000%. I'm not propaganda. Joseph Goebbels isn't my, you know, radio consultant and isn't telling me what to say. That's not who I am. You listen to my show because you're open-minded and you want to hear things that are different. You want to hear things that are real. I'm going to give you the straight skinny. Truth is one of those things that scares people. Because when you point out the truth, all of us find out truth every once in a while and it crushes us. It does. Truth can suck. But it's necessary. I'm not left-leaning. I'm me. You want somebody to essentially back your feelings. You want somebody who I can turn on and everything I truly believe, whether it's right or wrong, they're going to back me up. You want like-minded individuals. That's what you want. You know what I am? I'm a free agent. Every year that the election is over, I become a free agent. I sign one-year contracts, if you will, in the world of politics. You have to prove to me that you're worth my vote again. You have to prove to me. Every one of you listening should be a free agent. Every one of you. Because an R and a D means absolutely nothing. Prove to me that you're going to work for my vote. Prove to me that you're going to work for the American people. Prove to me that you're going to work for your municipality, your state, whatever it is. Prove to me that you're going to do the right thing. Prove to me that you're going to say, I'm going to do this, this, and this, and I'm going to do all I can. May not get it all done. I may get shot down in the process of trying to get some of this stuff done, but I'm going to try. Prove to me that you want to be there so I can want to keep you there. Every one of you should be a free agent. Every single one of you out there listening today should be a free agent when it comes to politics. But we are so polarized. You want somebody that you can listen to that will back your thought process. You don't want to hear the truth. And by the way, not all truth is bad. Some truth is great. Oh my God, I didn't know that. That's amazing. But when it comes to politics and you start to hear things that you don't like, you attack. No, the way that he's using Twitter, I'm not a huge fan of. I want my president to succeed 1,000 times over. Didn't care who it was. I didn't want Hillary, and I wanted Trump more than Hillary. But I was more a John Kasich fan. Told everybody that. But I want Trump to succeed. And I think he's done some good things. And I think he's done some stuff that's not so good. If we can't criticize each other and we can't talk about things, then we're failing. Then we're failing. So you want your point validated. That's not the show. There's other shows for that. There's other like-minded people who walk around with blinders on, regardless of a situation. There are plenty of them out there. They'll tell you you're a great American. They'll wrap themselves in the red, white, and blue. But you should want the truth. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program. 323-538-2423. You can also call us 844-DIG-CHAD, 844.
We'll say what?
344-2423. Westminster Dog Show getting ready to kick off. I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't hug your dog. And wait till you hear this pilot that, how should we say this, was grounded. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to the Chad Benson Show.
Say what, y'all? Say what?
Say what?
Say what? How would you like to have this happen? You show up at the airport, you hop on your plane, and your pilot comes on, and she freaks you out. Take a listen to this wacky story.
Passengers on the United Airlines flight knew something wasn't right when the pilot showed up late and not in uniform. After that, it only got stranger. That's when about 20 passengers got off the plane saying they didn't feel safe with her in the cockpit. United put a new pilot on the plane and the flight took off about 90 minutes late from Austin, Texas to...
That's insane. Supposed to be heading to San Francisco. You've got a woman that comes on, and she's the pilot. She, some of the stuff she said, too, is, oh, there's a, don't worry, there's a male pilot. He could pilot the plane. I think German Wings, right? Because I think we can all agree that there was something with the German Wings that was amiss, that when he crashed, that seemed to be pretty much as deliberate as it comes. And then you've got somebody who's coming on who you're going to be flying in a giant aluminum tube, 37,000 feet above the Earth's surface. And she's saying, let's take a vote if I should put on my uniform, that they're all liars, and my divorce has gone sour. And this is horrible. Yeah, I'm getting off that plane, too. I'm not feeling like this is something I want to be a part of. No offense. Sure, you're a wonderful human being. You're probably under some stress. I get that. But your state of mind says you're going to crash me into a mountain because you're having a bad day. That's all. Say, what? I know. I absolutely know, kids. Hey, tonight, well, they kicked off today, I guess, the Westminster Dog Show has kicked off. Do you know this year is the first year that cats are going to be in the show? So there's going to be a cat show as well. Some of the stuff that's amazing that they've added, like they're showing some of these hotels and where these dogs are staying. They have private treadmills. Right? Some of them have 24-hour minders and keepers. There's a 24-hour pee area that is fresh and hourly. A one-time fee is $20 per dog. Grooming tables must be reserved. They go $150 a dog. There are 3,000 show dogs that descend on Manhattan for the Westminster Dog Show. Can we all admit this is first-world problems, right? Like, these are first-world things. And even though it's not a problem, and it's fun, we all watch it. But some of those dogs, and I love the sawdust. They show the sawdust pee area. It's got fake fire hydrants in the middle of it. It does. They have toy rhinestone collars. They've got, let's see here, salad plates just in case the dog wants a salad of some sort. Some people are crazy. Are you one of those people that are nuts for your dog? I'm not that kind of guy. I love animals. I do. I love cats. I love cats, but I just, you know, those people that carry around their dogs in their purse and stuff, it's insane. But some of this stuff they talk about is, you know, they are literally, some of these animals have flown first class. They have their own crew of people that are there to blow dry them, to wash them, to make sure they have everything that they need. These dogs have no idea that any of this is going on. I love it. I will watch it just because I like the guy's voice that does, you know, this breed was made in 1896 and blah, 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 blah. That guy to me is hilarious. And then you watch the people that run around and every year we hope somebody's going to eat it. And they're all in comfortable shoes. We're waiting for the crash. Finally, speaking of dogs, don't hug your dog. Now, there's a meme going around because there's a dog that likes to hug, apparently. But you're not supposed to hug your dog. Do not hug your dog. And the reason is it makes them uncomfortable. It stresses them out. It does. It stresses them out. When you start to hug a dog, if your dog isn't wagging its tail and it stops and it starts to breathe a little bit harder and its lips start to tremble, it means it's scared. It's stressed. So you're never supposed to hug your dog. Never. And it's funny because they tell us not to hug dogs, but I know they have those vests for dogs. When dogs get scared, you're supposed to put this vest around them, especially when there's loud noises. I don't see how that's going to help me. That probably freaks them out even more. What they're saying is when you hug your dog, when you do things like that, what you're really doing is you're essentially seizing control over them or power, imposing your will. Even though you think it's nice, it's not a good thing. So don't hug your dog. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chad@chadbensonshow.com. Isn't it sad that I don't have a stylist or a blow-dry specialist for my show? Some of these animals look like giant cotton balls. It's artwork. It's not an animal. This thing's like, somebody kill me. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.